Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Cameron Gerber. Hello, Cameron.
Hi.
So Cameron's our business reporter here at the News Tribune, and he's also been, of late, our marijuana reporter. How do you like that title there?
You know, I'll take it.
We'll put it on your business card.
So
there's been a lot of news about marijuana in Missouri of recent years. So a few years ago, medical marijuana was approved by voters and has since then, in November of 2022, Missouri passed recreational marijuana. So for those who aren't aware, what's the difference between the two amendments that created this legalization?
Well, the biggest difference is that the medical marijuana amendment created a program that was based around medical licensure, and folks with certain conditions could apply and then be able to purchase and use medicinal marijuana. And now with recreational being legalized, it's sort of opened up to anyone over the age of 21. That's sort of the major difference, I suppose.
Okay. Well, then those listening may recall that when medical marijuana was passed, there was a very detailed method by which businesses could apply to either be a grower, a manufacturer, or a retailer. And so it was based upon populations of in certain districts. And so there are two dispensaries here in Jefferson City, right?
Yes.
And so then when recreational marijuana was passed, the idea was that those retailers would be the first ones in line to be able to apply to sell recreational marijuana.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when exactly, I mean, at this point, at the time of this podcast, it is legal in Missouri, if you're over 21, to have how much marijuana on you?
3 ounces.
All right. One has to wonder, though, how one comes upon 3 ounces. I guess you could be growing it at home. I don't know. Mm. But at any rate, so possession is legal at this time, 3 ounces or less, if you're over 21. When will it become legal for retailers to potentially start selling marijuana?
It is expected that that will be fairly early next month as licenses and final paperwork is sort of approved for those who have been kind of first in line to apply.
Okay. Do we have a sense whether the two dispensaries here in Jefferson City have applied for licenses to sell?
I have not seen yet.
Okay. So as all this has been developing, there are certain areas of the community that have an acute interest in how this is going to play out. One story in Sunday's edition, Cameron did, on the business community. So kind of walk us through the whole idea about why businesses would be necessarily concerned about the legalization of marijuana.
Well, for that story, I spoke with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they had published a few guidelines because many of their member businesses had been concerned as to whether or not they would still be able to mandate a drug-free workplace environment, and if there were any new regulations on the types of policies that they could put in place, just because it's a whole new legal environment. And
Sure. So
the chamber has been good about working with businesses and publishing guidelines and diving into the text of the amendment. It's a very lengthy amendment. It's a lot to go through on your own, especially if you don't have some kind of guidance from folks that know how to read that kind of thing. And they have found that businesses are still able to enact their own policies and that, for the most part, they still have a lot of control over how they run their own sort of workplace environment.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, depending upon the business, there's some substantial concerns there about the effect that someone who might be under the influence of a substance could have. You know, I think of our own company, the printing plant or our mailing facility, where you have machinery where folks have to be in a safe environment to work and you don't want anyone injured. Beyond that, also, there are drivers, you know, drivers who are on the roads that could endanger themselves, could endanger other members of the public that the businesses could be liable for. So it's very understandable why businesses would be concerned and looking for some guidance. The story that we're working on now, that we're hoping to publish in the next few days, is going to look a bit more about how the legalization of marijuana, what it looks like from a courts and police perspective. So if you can, Cameron, kind of walk us through, first of all, let's do a little compare and contrast. I think of you're under the influence of a substance, let's say alcohol versus pot. So let's say you are under the influence of alcohol and you're pulled over by a policeman. So at that point, kind of walk us through what that experience would be like.
Well, there are a number of, I guess, sort of motor skills kind of tests that they would run you through, but also in the case of alcohol, they would sometimes administer a breathalyzer to see if you were within the legal limit for alcohol consumption to be behind the wheel.
Okay. And with that breathalyzer, if it's 0.08 or above, then you are legally determined to be under the influence. So let's assume that you are driving in another situation, you're under the influence of marijuana, you're pulled over. How might a police officer approach you in that situation?
That situation does carry different, I guess, standards. A breathalyzer test, there's not so much an equivalent when it comes to other intoxication from other substances. So, in talking with the Highway Patrol, they mentioned that a lot of their troopers are trained pretty extensively to be able to determine sort of visually based on the way you're driving or the way that you are maybe responding to answers or requests from them. Kind of similar to how the chamber mentioned that an employer might kind of determine it based on your performance parameters, just because quick and effective testing for that kind of substance is a lot more difficult than a breathalyzer.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be quite as cut and dried, right? I mean, with a breathalyzer, I mean, it's immediately apparent when you have passed that standard.
Right.
So is there a chemical or another sort of test that is that black and white for marijuana?
There are tests that they administer, typically would not be on site at a stop, but they can be sort of hit or miss. Just the way that it's measured, it doesn't necessarily present a clear timeline of maybe when a substance was used. In some cases, it could have been within the last 30 days and it would still appear. So it's a lot less precise with the tools that they have right now compared to testing for alcohol.
Okay. So in other words, so if you had smoked a day or so ago or several hours ago and then were pulled over, any sort of blood test or other test would not necessarily reflect how much or if you were under the influence of marijuana at that time.
Right.
Okay. So you mentioned the constitutional amendment, Amendment 3, that was like 40 pages, but in it, it really didn't delineate any sort of punishment, right, as to determine what the legal limit was, correct?
Right.
So at this point, I know there's a fair amount of consternation among some legislators who do not really like the idea of adding constitutional amendments as opposed to statutory laws. So what might be going on at the legislature to kind of fill in some of these holes with Amendment 3?
Well, one bill that I've looked into a little bit would regulate the possession of marijuana and related substances within your vehicle sort of the same way that they regulate alcohol, in that it's sort of an open container law for marijuana, be it if you have it in your possession, but it's not in a sealed or easily resealable container, if it's within the reach of children maybe in your vehicle, sort of the same parameters in that way. So that's one bill they're considering to kind of create a more rigid structure, I guess, as far as the law enforcement aspect of it.
Okay. Of course, I think a lot of legislators would be quick to add here that as they're trying to fill these holes, because it's a constitutional amendment, it's not an easy task. What are some of the problems that they're going to have as they try to further define the legalities of recreational marijuana?
Right. Well, one issue, and this is something that kind of cropped up during the election, even from folks that were in support of recreational marijuana, they were opposed to doing it through a constitutional amendment because amendments would have to be sort of edited through amendments down the road. And it's very difficult to change something in the Constitution, which requires them to sort of write around it in a way through legislation and statute.
Right.
So
they would basically have to create a resolution that would then be put before voters again, and voters would have to vote on that amendment to the amendment.
Right, yeah.
It's a very messy approach to fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know if there are efforts underway right now to explore what needs to be done to, quote, fix Amendment 3?
That I have not heard yet, but I know that even before the election, there were a few groups that had mentioned that they would be pursuing and maybe looking into that in future elections.
All right, Cameron, well, we appreciate you joining us today, and we recognize, listeners, that this is going to be an ongoing subject that we're going to be covering, and as we kind of work through this, we certainly need your help. If you have questions or if you have suggestions on areas of coverage specifically related to recreational marijuana and its effects on the community, please drop us an email. Cameron, won't you share your contact information with them?
Yeah, my email is cgerber, CGERBER, at newstribune.com.
Okay, so drop Cameron an email. He'd be happy to chat with you about it. You can certainly drop me an email as well. It's Gary at newstribune.com. And again, stay tuned. We will continue looking at the subject and seeing what else we can do to help sort through all of this. So Cameron, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.